ذق إلى العلا لنأتي دوما أولا لنطلب العلوم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another podcast from Shine with your host Maulana Muhammad Daud. And again today we have in the studio Maulana Hudhaifa, a graduate of Jamia Ulumul Quran in Leicester. Assalamu alaikum Maulana.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, once again it's an honor being here at Shine and being a guest for this podcast.
Alhamdulillah, no, we're happy to have you. So Maulana, what are we going to discuss today?
The discussion for today, I was hoping, would revolve around intention. So predominantly, when studying as a student, what intention should an individual have when studying?
So is that studying in terms of just the Arabic or studying anything?
Well, predominantly studying Arabic. So should Arabic be studied for understanding Quran and Hadith, or is it okay to then be learning Arabic for conversation?
Okay, mashallah. No, it's a very relevant question because at Shine, as you know, we do Arabic and we're trying to get people to study Arabic. And our purpose is for them to be able to understand Quran and Hadith and indulge in conversation and sessions with the ulama to understand Quran and Hadith better. The Arabic language, mashallah, it's a blessed language. It's a language which Allah has chosen for the Quran. And obviously Rasulullah, everything he mentioned was in Arabic. So that time which we are spending learning, if we want it to be full of reward and full of blessing, then yes, we do need to have an intention. And seeking ilm is a form of ibadah. As with any form of ibadah, you need to have an intention. The correct intention here when studying is that you are seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the knowledge that you are learning. So you are seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to study this knowledge, you want to act on this knowledge, and you want to spread this knowledge as well. Yeah. And that's ultimately with everything. The niyyah is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, jazakallah, that makes sense. So then, is it necessary when studying Arabic, or is this intention only applicable when studying in a traditional sense, studying Arabic in a traditional classroom setting? Because now we find that, mashallah, within the school system even, there are classes within which Arabic is taught. You have GCSE Arabic, you have A-level Arabic. So can the same intention be applied in these circumstances?
It's a interesting question again, because yes, mashallah, Arabic has opened up, and you know, there's funding programs for schools to apply for, and then they will bring Arabic into their schools. And I think they're putting it forward as more of a business area. Mm-hmm. So you could take your skills and go outside the country and pass those skills on. So for jobs, and also maybe bringing people in for jobs and things. So it's a big language now. Arabic is a very famous language, and there's, you know, millions of people who are speaking this language, because, you know, the whole Middle East is speaking Arabic. So if somebody was to be taught in school, how do they do this? What should they do? Personally, I'd say that at that moment, keep your intention. You know, obviously your intention is you're studying it for GCSE, for your A-levels or whatever. But I think you should, in your heart, have an intention that, okay, right now I'm preoccupied with the exam status of it, but I am going to use this to understand Quran and Hadith. I am going to approach the scholars and study Quran and Hadith more with this knowledge that I'm gaining. So inshallah, that way, although it might not be an immediate thing, but inshallah, with that intention, if Allah accepts that intention, you can go forward and continue.
Inshallah.
The point is that the time that you're spending learning, we don't want that to be wasted. Let's not get it wrong, it's not a sin. It's not a sin to study Arabic for a worldly purpose. But also, it's not a blessed act to study Arabic for a worldly purpose. So you won't get anything from it. It's not, neither is it a sin, neither is it a good action. You know, it's just mubah. It's fine, you can do it if you want to. But why waste that time? You know, you're going to be spending it anyway. So keep that intention always there. And if Allah accepts that intention, you know, you don't know how far you will connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with understanding Quran.
Oh, brilliant, alhamdulillah. No, that makes sense, alhamdulillah. So then, is there then a such thing as a bad intention? And if so, if one has a bad intention, then should they abandon studying altogether?
There is a bad intention. A bad intention could come in anything. It doesn't have to be just necessarily studying. So you could be giving sadaqah.
Yeah.
You know, you could be teaching. You could be learning. You could be helping someone cross the street. Whatever act of charity you're doing, whatever good action you're doing, there is a chance that your niyat and your intention could be wrong, which means that yes, your reward that you would have got is just nullified. But should you avoid studying? Okay, I don't think one should leave studying. You know, they definitely shouldn't leave studying. First of all, someone should check their intention and say, why, you know, what is it that, you know, I'm doing wrong here? Am I trying to show off? Am I trying to sit in a first position? Am I trying to gain popularity through the knowledge which I'm gaining? So what is it that their problem is? And according to that, they should take some guidance from their teachers as well. Because yes, you know, doing these things for anything other than Allah's pleasure, it's not going to be rewarding and it can be detrimental as well. But then on the flip side, that's what Shaitan wants you to do as well. He wants you to leave studying. And I don't think anyone's intention can just be pure just like that. So there's a lot of work that you need to do on yourself to have a pure intention. And it doesn't grow overnight. So if you feel that there is some spiritual issues that you're having with your intention, then you should seek guidance on that. But leaving studies, no. I don't think you should ever just leave studying. Because that's exactly what Shaitan wants you to do. And I think a really relevant point with regards to niyyah is what Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi mentions in Mishkat. And he says that some scholars, they've mentioned, طَلَبْنَا الْعِلْمَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ, we started to seek knowledge for other than the pleasure of Allah, فَأَبَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, but this knowledge is so pure that we just couldn't acquire it like that. You know, our niyyah and our intention just became rectified as we were studying. So that's how pure this knowledge is. It's an amazing thing. And alongside that, there's also dua to read as well. So for example, Allahumma tahhir qalbi minan nifaq. Oh Allah, purify my heart from nifaq. Wa amali minar riya. And oh Allah, purify my actions from riya and to show other people. Wa lisani minal kadib. And oh Allah, safeguard and purify my tongue from lying. Wa aini min al khiyana, and purify my eyes from cheating. Fa innaka ta'lamu kha'inata al a'yun wa ma tukhfi sudur. For verily, you know the cheating of the eyes and what the hearts conceal. So I think these are some tips, inshallah, to progressing and not leaving studying at any stage.
So in that case, then one should just rectify their intention constantly, because I mean, like, I recall myself when I was studying, and I know many students can probably, you know, resonate. The feeling is you come back from holidays, for example, and it's been so long since you are at, you know, in a classroom setting or studying any topic for that matter, and you feel distant. You know, you feel distant, and then you question, like, why am I even here?
Yeah.
Right. Then, you know, then does that, it just constantly just means revisiting the intention.
Yeah, I think revisiting the intention, and something else which we'll bring in other podcasts as well is, like we've already said, like, speak to your teachers, speak to your spiritual guides, because they will help you through this. Remember, you're on a great journey on knowledge. You know, you have the malaika and the angels spreading the wings of their mercy, you know, before you. Imagine how much displeasure that causes Shaitan at that moment, you know. So he doesn't want these things for you. So he's going to try and put all sorts of thoughts into your mind. And one of them is this, that, you know, oh, you've got a bad intention here, you might as well leave. And, you know, if Shaitan can't grab your ear from this side, you know, but he'll try and grab it the other way. He'll go a long way around if he has to, all the way around your back, and try to grab your ear from there. He'll do something. So yeah, you should never leave studying. It is going to open the paths of Jannah for you, inshallah.
Inshallah. I mean, one of the most beautiful things is along with the intention is also keeping your end goal in mind. The fact that you know, ultimately you'll be able to understand the Quran, understand Hadith. That in itself is so beautiful. And as you highlighted, thereafter propagating the deen. Like, mashallah, we have so many individuals that, mashallah, they were doing the work of deen and on a large scale. Mashallah, and we have so many ulama all across UK doing and spreading the work of deen, which is, alhamdulillah, very good.
You know, I had a lot of friends when we were studying, and they'd get up to mischief as well. You know, but today, and this is what I'm saying, that, you know, why were they there for? Exactly. And intention is something which you grow with, you know. And you know, you have to purify it as you move along. It's not going to be the ultimate pristine condition that you want it to be in exactly. at the start yeah. of that game of studying. It's not going to be there. And so, you know, I had a lot of friends and, you know, I've done things myself as well. So you get up to mischievous things. But some of these people, you'd never believe them to be in a role which they're in right now. Mm, you know, they may have been skiving some classes or something, you know, yeah. which you could have got kicked out of the madrasa from as well.
Yeah.
Because of those actions. And those are the people who today have rectified themselves. Exactly. And, you know, mashallah, they're going forward. They're actually teachers in madrasas. They're leaders of schools, you know. So I don't think if you're doing something wrong, then you should ultimately say, well, you know what? I'm a problem and I shouldn't be here. You should just try and get the right help.
Exactly.
And that's the thing, you know, right help is an important aspect. One is you just continue doing something wrong and the other is you try to get some help to rectify yourself. So those are some, I think, some sort of areas surrounding intention. You know, try to have the correct intention. Continue to continuously reflect on what you're doing. Always keep that end goal in mind, like you've pointed out. And don't fall into a trick of shaitan. I remember listening to something from Mufti Taqi Saab. It was one of his speeches. And he said, even if you're in an environment where you're sinning and you don't feel that you can control yourself, you ask Allah. Just ask and say, Allah, I'm in an environment and I can't control myself. Please help me so that I can avoid this. And that's it. He said, at least you've done that much. You've done that part. Even though you think you won't be able to stop yourself. But no, you ask Allah to help you. Yeah. And inshallah, you will stop. You know, so similarly with this area of intention, let's keep asking. And it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop in your student days. It's till you die. Your intention exactly. is your every action is reliant on your intention. So let us all, inshallah, keep revisiting our intentions and rectifying our intentions. And yes, inshallah, I hope that was enlightening for the listeners. Maulana, jazakallah again for coming.
Barakallahu feek. You're more than welcome.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.